Good morning. You're listening to KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin, and in the studio with me right now is Mike Kernin to talk about an annual Sitka event that, as usually a lot of people jump in, the Sitka Jazz Fest. Thanks for coming in today, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So Sitka Jazz Fest, this year it's happening early February, correct?
Yeah, we changed the weekend. Usually we do the first weekend in February, but just because of scheduling issues, we moved it to February 7, 8, 9 of this year.
7th, 8th, 9th. All right. So is it just concerts that are happening, so just that people can go and be entertained, or what's all on the schedule this year?
Well, we've got lots of different events. We've got opening concert Thursday, February 7th. That's going to be at the Otis Theater. That's a welcoming event for all the students that are coming from all of the schools for the educational piece. And that's going to feature a director's big band made up of teachers and maybe a few guest artists. Friday, we've got a brown bag concert, which is free and open to the public, and that's also at the Otis Theater. Friday night, we've got a wonderful singer coming in from New York. Her name is Brianna Thomas. She's going to do a kind of a short concert, 7 to 8, and then we're going to do a kind of a twist on this year's festival. We're going to do a big band dance down at Centennial Hall, and we're hoping everybody who likes to swing dance or be around swing dancing will dress up in their favorite, kind of their generation of jazz, so to speak, whether it's the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, or present. But we'd like people to dress up and come out and swing dance for a nice 3-hour dance.
Fun. And oh my gosh, to be able to do it with a live band is even better.
And the band, actual band is called the Kyle Athade Dance Party. A lot of people in town have probably met Kyle through Fine Arts Camp and through coming through the festival. But kind of the stars aligned, and we were able to get kind of his original big band, which is made up of musicians that were together at Juilliard and the Manhattan School of Music and kind of the New York scene. And it's a powerhouse big band. It's got some absolutely wonderful performers, and it'll be hard to top it.
That's awesome. So beyond just the big band, you have the singer Brianna Thomas. What are the other musicians that are coming in that you're excited about?
A crowd favorite is Bijan Watson. He's the trumpet player that was kind of famous for his cameo on La La Land. But he's going to be coming in and playing and doing a lot of the educational work, and plus being, he's one of the world's greatest lead trumpet players. We've got a wonderful trombonist composer named Adam Thies, who is directing our All Alaska Jazz Band, and a fantastic player. He runs a group called the Jazz Mafia out of the Bay Area, and it's a jazz collective that's made up of a whole bunch of different groups and stuff, but super excited, super creative person. The kids are going to get a chance to play some wonderful music when he comes in to direct them.
Excellent. So these kids are coming. Where are these students coming in from?
If you look at the schools we're bringing in, there's three schools from Ketchikan, one middle school, and a vocal and a instrumental group. Juneau has two bands and a middle school band coming in, and then we have a group coming in from Diamond High School. So there are seven groups coming from outside of the region, or outside of Sitka. And then for the All Alaska Jazz Band, we've got kids as far away as Fairbanks, all the way down to Ketchikan and nice. Everything in between. So the state's pretty well represented.
That's amazing. So they're so the kids coming in for the All Alaska Jazz Band, they're going to be doing their own rehearsals, and then during the school day is when some of these other kids are going to have a master class.
Yeah, the way the festival works is the groups come in, they get an adjudication from people like Bijan Watson. Ed Littlefield will be back. He's a mm-hmm. Sitka favorite. They get an adjudication and a sound check on the main stage, and then we do a student concert, which starts around 6 o'clock on Friday and Saturday night. So the kids get an adjudication from a master musician, they get a chance to work on a world-class stage, and then they get to perform for each other and the community.
Excellent. Awesome. Yeah. That is definitely experience that I'm sure these kids are just chomping at the bit to get here.
Yeah, it's the cool part about the festival is most of the time when the kids travel to festivals, they go in, they watch the performers, they get their clinics, and then you know, they go to great concerts and all that, but the difference between Sitka is the kids get to watch the performers, and then the next day they get to take a clinic from them, and then I wouldn't say hang out, but the kids can, you know, they'll run into the performers at the coffee shop, you know, at Subway or wherever, but the kids get to actually hang out with the musicians for 3 days, and it's I don't know how many places that happens, but I think it's pretty unique to this festival.
Yeah, especially I think when if there's kids who are interested in maybe pursuing a career in music, to actually see them real professional musicians more as, than just a you know, some shining icon, but as a real person that they can get information from.
Yeah, we've got Ed Littlefield. He'll be performing in different groups and teaching, and he's a Sitka graduate. We've got the two sound guys that are going to be running the back of the house and a lot of the different technical parts of the festival. They're from Sitka, and they started out at the Jazz Festival, went to sound school, and now they're coming back as as staff and stuff. So there's a whole bunch of connections that way. It's not just music. There's there's so much that goes into making the festival.
Yeah,
food service, housing. There's a lot of different areas that people can still be involved in the arts that are other than just being on stage.
Very true. And yeah, one can't exist without the other in many cases.
No.
Amazing. So let's see here. When are these tickets going to be available for folks?
Well, I'm hoping that they will be ready early next week at Old Harbor Books. We will also, students will have a will call system that people can pre-sell. If you buy your tickets early, you save $5 before you get to the door. There is senior and student pricing. And so early next week, look
Perfect.
For tickets at Old Harbor. There will probably be an announcement in the newspaper and radio spots. And if people are interested in final lineup, as soon as we get all the details all shored up, they can check SitkaJazzFestival.com. And that will also not only have the schedules, pricing, tickets, all that information. It'll also have our clinic schedule for Saturday. Those events are open if there's people that are excited about jazz and want to be involved in that. We usually, it's open to the students and the people who buy festival passes. Festival pass is kind of cool because it kind of gets you into everything, including, I forgot to mention that we have after hours event. That'll be Saturday night. And so that information will also be on the website.
So where is the that after event going to happen? Still to be determined?
It's to be determined. The last 2 years, it's been at the Mean Queen with great success. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that it's there again. But yeah, there's lots of information forthcoming. So it's going to be exciting.
We got to keep us on our toes.
Oh, yeah. It's drama.
That's amazing. Drama. So you can get day passes. You can get festival passes. You can get concerts.
Yeah, you can get, you can either buy a ticket. Usually, most people will buy either a ticket for the night they want to see their student or their favorite artist, or you can buy a festival pass, which gets you into everything. The dance, you can go to the dance as a standalone, or you can attend Brianna Thomas's concert on Friday night, and then it's just a little additional charge just to help defray the cost of having this giant big band.
Jessica. Oh man, it'll be worth every penny, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And if they haven't gone to Jazz Fest before, you said there are some free brown bag lunches to get a little intro.
The brown bag concert's great if you if staying up late isn't your thing. Well, late being 9 o'clock, but if late's not your thing or you just want to like check it out, it's at noon and it's an hour long. You kind of get a short snippet of each group, so you can kind of taste what's going to be happening in the evening concerts. And you can bring your lunch if you've got little ones that maybe just you want to introduce them to jazz and maybe don't want to take them out when you go big band dancing. come to the brown bag concert. It's usually packed, but love to have the place just packed out the doors.
And that's going to be at Odess.
Yeah, the Odess
Theater.
Perfect. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, great. This is going to be so next week. That's when all the fun things will be revealed.
Yes.
I believe they will be.
SitkaJazzFestival.com, Old Harbor Books. Yeah.
Perfect. And then there's always just at the door to buy tickets as well.
Absolutely. I don't want people to ever think that they can't can't come watch.
We will find room.
Excellent. I'd love to just to put a plug in for all of the volunteers that make the Jazz Festival happen, all of the sponsors in town. It's nice when somebody walks in and goes, "Oh, you must be here for Jazz Festival sponsorship." I go, "Yes, I am." And they go, "Great," because that people are looking forward to it, and it's an exciting time.
Yeah, we were just talking earlier about the beautiful thing about Sitka. It's like you have to try to be bored. There are so many amazing things to either actively be a part of or to go and enjoy. And this is definitely a highlight of Sitka's experiences as a Sitka Jazz Fest.
I think so.
Well, we must be right. We're both very smart people.
One of us is, and I think it's you. But anyway.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you, Mike, so much for coming in. And again, tickets should be on sale next week at Old Harbor Books, along with all that information at SitkaJazzFest.com. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.